The Wild Man is here.
Who? Who? The Wild Man.
The Wild Man.
Duh. Of course.
Fiery DJ with the sound of Texas, 6,000 watts of power, and a hearty hey y'all hello.
Huh?
It's Luke the Wild Man.
Fat, dirty, perfect, hard to back, flat, important,
fill. With his faithful and eccentric friend, Sir David Kirkpatrick of the Kirkpatrick Clan, your daring and resourceful hometown longhair leads the fight for great country on your FM radio.
No.
Return with us now to those thrilling sounds of Texas. The Wild Man in the Morning rides again.
Well, which way did it go, George? Which way did it go?
Bright and early, we're getting things fired up. Dave, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. You know, we just passed Blue Monday. They call it Gray Monday over in the UK. There's also... You want to know what that is, don't you?
I know you want to know what it is.
It's the supposedly the third week of January is the most depressing day of the year. Aww. I think it's because they're sad they've let those New Year resolutions go.
Well, you know, I've never made a New Year's resolution. And, usually we hear a whole bunch about New Year's resolutions. Not so much anymore. I think people are trying to be more realistic with their lives with all the COVID and political problems and everything else going on.
Yeah. Have you heard of Dry January?
No.
Well, it's whenever folks decide to say no to alcohol. They give up on their drinking, either to get sober or just take temporary breaks through Dry January. It doesn't seem like it should... I guess, well, alcohol is a depressant, right? So Blue Monday and Dry January, I guess they go hand in hand. You stop drinking and you feel sad about it, or is it the other way around?
That's right. I guess it must be for people who go on a bender on New Year's Eve and don't stop for 3 weeks.
And now, a message from the American Booze Council.
Thank you. And congratulations to everyone who successfully stayed sober during Dry January. We applaud your sacrifice. And when the month's over, we encourage you to reward your effort by cracking an ice cold beer, popping the cork on a bottle of bubbly. You stayed on the wagon for 3 whole weeks, which, as far as we're concerned, is close enough. It's sort of how the clock at the bar is 20 minutes fast, you know, bar time. The same concept applies to the calendar. So today, regardless of what the actual date is, let's just pretend it's a brand new month called Inebruary. So come on, let's get shaking. Happy Inebruary 1st, everyone. And let's keep this party going until you quit drinking for the first week of Sober October. Whatever the heck that is, bottoms up!
This has been a message from the American Booze Council.
Did you know there are some politicians that do things that we could not believe that they would do? In what some are calling a groundbreaking political ad, Gary Chambers, a U.S. Senate candidate from Louisiana, is openly smoking marijuana on camera as he talks about reforming cannabis laws. But did you know other famous politicians also smoked the crazy stuff during their famous orations? It's true. It's true. Hold on. Star Country 95.9.
The only thing we have to fear is like fear itself. Tell me that's not blowing your mind. That's like saying, if you don't want to eat pizza, don't eat pizza. Hey, who's up for pizza right now? Let's go!
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what your country can do for you. Wait, that's not right. Wait there, hold on. Here, I'm so baked right now.
Okay, all jokes aside, we don't know what the rumors are about those previous presidents. We've heard horror stories, but you never know what's really the truth unless you're there, right? Well, Gary Chambers is there in Louisiana, a Democrat running for U.S. Senate, and he unveiled a new ad Tuesday in which he is smoking marijuana. In a highly unusual spot, Chambers, who's looking to unseat Senator John Neely Kennedy, is shown seated in an open field, lighting up a rolled blunt of marijuana and taken multiple puffs. In a voiceover, he rattles off statistics about the drug, including that black people are four times as likely as white people to be arrested for its use. And quote, for too long, candidates have used the legalization of marijuana as an empty talking point in order to appeal to progressive voters. He said in a statement accompanying the release of the ad, and quote, I hope this ad works to not only destigmatize the use of marijuana, but also forces a new conversation that creates the pathway to legalize a beneficial drug and forgive those who were arrested due to outdated ideology. He supports federal legislation that would incentivize state and local governments to expunge the criminal records of those who have been convicted of marijuana offenses, and that would expand the industry's access to financial institutions. His campaign said was filmed in New Orleans, where the city council recently passed an ordinance intended to remove penalties for simple possession of marijuana. You know, if it doesn't work out for him, at least everybody will know that he's a bonehead stoner running for Senate. Dave, we got some crazy news involving bologna. You aren't going to believe this. Check out this bit I just got. Hold on.
Do you want to eat in style? Make a sandwich with Maybelline bologna. Just like our mascara, it's made from animals. Maybelline print models eat Maybelline bologna. They don't even have to make themselves throw up after, because one bite of Maybelline bologna will make you puke on its own. Grab some from the catering table after a bunch of old men have had their grubby hands all over it. Kinda feels like a metaphor of your life as a model.
Maybe she's born with it.
Maybe it's lunch meat.
Oh, man. Now, I like Oscar Mayer hot dogs, and I like turkey sandwiches, but I'm not as big a fan of bologna. But you are a fan of
bologna. I like bologna.
Do you remember the Oscar Mayer song?
Absolutely.
How does it go, Dave?
Okay. My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Woo! Mr. Dave Kirkpatrick. Yeah, that's beautiful, Dave. Yeah, I remember that song, but I could never remember anything after the first word.
Who can? But it was catchy, though.
It was catchy. I love that song. Well, the Oscar Mayer bologna masker sold out for now on Amazon, but could be restocked as Oscar Mayer sells out of bologna. They inspire face mask on Amazon. Due to unexpected, incredibly high demand, they're working to get the sheet mask back in stock over the coming days. Have you ever turned a slice of bologna into a face mask with bites taken out of it for the eyes, Dave?
No, I have to say I've never done that.
You never made the mask? You bite a hole in the mouth and one for the eyes?
I never have done that.
Well, they say that a lot of kids have done this before, and Oscar Mayer is paying homage to the classic childhood tradition with a new skincare product inspired by lunch meat. The Kraft Heinz brand partner with Seoul Mamas. That's S-E-O-U-L. And that's a Korean.
Korea.
Yeah, it's
that's
a Korean beauty and skincare company to create the face sheets, which are described as, quote, hydrating and restoring hydrogel that promotes skin elasticity, improve hydration, and moisture retention.
Now, I have heard of people putting meat on, like, on a black eye or something before, like after a car accident.
Yeah, to stop the swelling or the bruising.
I guess that's why. I have
really
heard
works.
Of that. I don't know.
I heard you put a cold spoon on hickeys. That'll keep mama off your back.
You know, it's been so hard long since I've had a hickey. I guarantee it. I have no idea.
Man. I'm looking at the photos here, and the face mask package actually looks like a pack of bologna. And you see there's a photo of a young lady here with her Kraft Heinz bologna face mask, and it's the exact color of bologna. Honestly, though, I would rather walk into that if my wife was doing a face mask in the middle of the night than one of those bright green, those scary, look like something from a horror movie face masks that scare the tar out of you in the middle of the night sometimes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They say these masks, which with witch hazel, botanical, and seaweed-derived ingredients, are not edible and come with a warning to not eat them because that's what bologna sizes are for, Dave.
Well, how can you have a bologna all over your face and not eat it? That's what I don't understand that part.
They say their bologna has a nickname, and it's B-E-A-U-T-Y. The Amazon product listing
says, you have to have a big imagination to associate bologna with anything beautiful. I'll guarantee that. Although a bologna sandwich hits a spot.
Oh, man. Like the song from the 70s says, my bologna has a first name, and it spells out OSCAR. No, the sheet mask is not real baloney, so put it on your face, not on your sandwich. Have you guys heard that AT&T and Verizon's new release of 5G is grounding aircraft? It could. Yeah, I'm serious. Lord, these guys are seriously trying to cut in my Candy Crush time.
The flight attendant said to turn on airplane mode, but some dumb passenger kept using their new cell phone. Pilot said that AT&T and Verizon are to blame. 5G just grounded my plane. The airplane's altitude equipment has stopped working, 'cause some stupid person will not stop internet surfing. We couldn't take off 'cause some jerk's playing an online game. 5G just grounded my plane. Airlines knew this day was coming. Now I'm sitting on the runway 'cause they're using old equipment. Why'd nobody fix this? 'Cause some idiot was texting. We can't get to where we getting. Planes are grounded across the nation. 5G's gonna ruin my vacation. AT&T just rolled it out, and I've been stuck at the gate for 3 hours. Just another thing to cause flight delays. Next time I'll drive, 5G just grounded my plane.
It sounds like Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid may be riding again too, Dave. Well,
it sounds like it.
I heard this news about the great train robbery.
It's not in the L.A. area.
Jeff Bezos is none too happy about it. We've got him here. We're going to talk about it more. Here's Jeff Bezos and what he has to say about this train robbery.
I am Jeff Bezos. It has come under my purview that Amazon packages are being stolen in a rash of train robberies? I mean, what year is this anyway? 18 frickin' 75? Did Elon Musk invent a time machine and bring back Butch Cassidy just to spite me? I would send Butch back, but unfortunately, I'm still weeks away from a workable prototype of my own time machine. So until then, I can only appeal to the better angels of our nature and ask that you don't steal on moral grounds. It's simply wrong. It's greedy. Greed is a deadly sin, and no good could ever come of the gluttonous accumulation of material possessions. Oh, so close. I came so close to saying that with a straight face. Okay, let's pick that up and do a take two. What were we... we're live. Oh, dear.
Oh, that Jeff Bezos. You know, hundreds of packages have allegedly been stolen from a Union Pacific Railroad in Los Angeles. Now, Union Pacific, that's been around, I think, since 1860s.
Oh, right? It's been around for a long time, and it's even in Texas, Union Pacific. A lot of railroads are in Texas. Canadian Pacific is in Texas. But you know what? Not only Amazon is affected by this, but FedEx and UPS. And the reason they discovered these was they've been finding packages along the railroad tracks.
Union Pacific said in the last 3 months of the year, it made over 100 arrests. Problem's not going away, Dave. After being arrested, individuals are released from custody usually within 24 hours so they can get back out there.
Well, I'm sure they've got state-of-the-art security on those things. But yet, if you're ever stopped at the railroad crossing waiting for one of those long freight trains, even in Sulphur Springs,
oh, man,
there's always been crime. And I guess I haven't heard of train robberies in a long, long time. There was a story not too long ago about somebody getting arrested in Emory for stealing a couple candy bars. And they said, "What the? That's stupid." Well, I talked to the authorities there, and they said, "Let me tell you something." It says, "How would you like us tell the people that are complaining? How about putting a sign up saying, shoplifting is allowed, will not be prosecuted." How many businesses want to put that up?
Oh, in a public statement to Union Pacific, District Attorney Gascon has said some cases presented to their office by Union Pacific has been filed, such as burglary and grand theft, while others have been declined due to insufficient evidence. And of course, they claim to make their charging decisions all based on evidence. I wonder if it's just a workload thing. They have too many reports to handle all at once, and maybe it's only ones that are of most importance they're going to deal with. I don't know. We've got earth-shattering news here this morning, and Menthol Meredith is in here to report. Oh, Jamie Lynn Spears, the little sister of Britney Spears, is waving the white flag. She wants to take the feud she's got with her sister out of the public eye. Just days after she sat down on Good Morning America to address her relationship with Britney Spears and the role she allegedly played in the singer's years-long conservatorship with her father. Here's Menthol Meredith to give her angle on the whole scoop.
Well, everybody's making a big whoop about how Britney Spears and her sister are fighting. Oh, please. They tweeted a couple nasty things at each other, and y'all call that fighting? Shoot, me and my sister Shayla, we could teach y'all a thing or two about real fighting. That one time when Shayla was getting married to that fellow with the repoed Firebird and the sweet assistant manager job at Applebee's, well, I could not forever hold my peace, so I stood up and said, "You should not marry someone just for their money." Well, she up and clocked me in my jaw. Well, that ain't nothing compared to what happened at her third wedding after that. Anyway, I gotta go, y'all. I'm bidding on a gently used belly ring collection on eBay, and well, I need to see if I won.
Boy, that's just what they need. They need some advice for Menthol Meredith. Nevertheless, Britney Spears recently told Page Six News that she rolled her eyes at the interview with her sister and insisted it was all a ploy for her to sell more books. We'll see what happens if there's a book that comes out from Jamie Lynn Spears or not. But according to Britney, her and the family ruined her dreams 100 billion percent, if that's such a thing, to make her look like the crazy one. It was them, wasn't her.
It's the weekly weed news with your cannabis correspondents, Cheech and Chong.
Hey, man, check it out. These science dudes, they said that compounds found in cannabis can prevent COVID, man.
Oh, right on.
For real. Now we can fight off Omicron with the Omicronic.
Righteous. I always liked Dr. Dre better than Dr. Fauci anyway, man.
If we're out with Select, I think we ought to roll up a booster shot, man.
Oh, I can dig it, dude. I got some good stuff, too. Just like the vaccine, you'll need to sit down for 15 minutes after you take it.
Let's do it. But I ain't got no vaccination card, though, man.
No prob, dude. I'll just write it down on the inside of your pack of zigzags.
It's the new year, and you've been on point with your new diet, but then they come.
I got your fix.
But I've been so good.
You know what else is good? Thin Mints, Samoas, Tagalongs. That's right, your local Girl Scout is selling cookies again.
Maybe just a couple boxes. I'll save them for company.
If I sell enough, I get a soul badge, because I own your soul. Now pay me.
Are the boxes smaller and the price higher?
Of course. Now give me my money.
Get ready for the annual visit from your drug dealer, 12-year-old Cassie Lynn.
Maybe just one cookie. Wait, the entire box is gone. Did I black out? I'm so ashamed and so happy.
Get your Girl Scout cookies today. It's for a good cause. What that cause is, we'll never know nor care enough to ask. Now get your fix.
This has been a production of Star Country. Tune us in Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. for the Wild Man Morning Show.